on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 265, a bill for an act relating to the confidentiality of search warrant information being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Stayed votes aye. Running Mark Court votes aye. Bacon votes aye. Orth votes aye. Jacoby votes aye.
are exempted from Tide House prohibitions. Allows an entity engaged in the business of manufacturing, bottling, or wholesaling alcoholic beverages to have interest in retail license, provided they do not sell any of those same products to their respective distribution. The only exception is from their principal office. It improves the language dealing with cross-tier employment, removing the employment restrictions consistent with the key intent of the current regulations, but removes the unneeded restraints for working Iowans. And it clarifies a volume lever when a native brewery engages with a wholesaler for distribution in the state of Iowa. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
Clerk, call up the amendment.
H1010 by Carlson of Muscatine.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Muscatine, Representative Carlson, for opening remarks on amendment H1010.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is essentially a clarifying amendment. It moves a different section of the code for the definition of institutional investor. There's a word change to be consistent with the definitional term of person and in other sections of the code, and it clarifies beer sold to wholesalers who are selling to authorized retailers.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury, Representative Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I served on the subcommittee and have visited with Representative Carlson about this amendment. I do agree that this is clarifying language and fairly technical, so I would encourage the body to support it on a voice vote.
Seeing no further discussion, the gentleman from Muscatine moves adoption amendment H1010. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have the amendment is adopted. We're back on House File 668 as amended. Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Jasper, Representative Breckenridge.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, with this piece of legislation, I visited with a local brewery in my community back home, and one of the concerns they've stressed is that this is going to have a huge impact potentially on those rural businesses and the people they employ, the entertainment they bring to the communities. And some of the things, I guess, may not have been addressed in this most recent amendment. They've seen the amendment. They still have some concerns about that, of what that could do with the rural economy and some of the jobs that they have out there. One of the members indicated that it could cost multiple businesses to have to discontinue because of that lowering dollar that'll come into some of their local businesses. That's how they interpret this bill. So I hope we can continue to have that discussion as it goes to the Senate so that we don't hurt our rural economy. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury, Representative Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I mentioned during the amendment, I served on the subcommittee for this bill and also have watched it progress through the legislative process. It's fair to say that the legislative process is occasionally underwhelming to people out there in the public. At the subcommittee, there were some concerns raised, and I think that significant improvements have been made to the bill since then. Certainly, a lot of the concerns of the original bill really would have affected small businesses and local breweries in the state. I appreciate their frustration in the fact that they feel like they may have lingering concerns over this and that there have been some shortfalls in the process for them to be included. Iowa's local breweries and native breweries are something that are a gem for the state. They provide jobs in many communities, both small and large. They also provide an opportunity for tourism and economic development. My hope is moving forward that we can also look to support them in different ways with the legislative process. That said, I would also like to say there are important pieces updating alcoholic beverages code within this bill. I think the clarifications that Representative Carlson mentioned as far as institutional investors, as well as something as basic as allowing for somebody who may work for as a truck driver at a wholesale beer distributor to also be able to work at Hy-Vee and Sack Groceries or work as a cashier on the weekend. There are clarifications needed, and this bill includes some of them. And I would say I plan to support this bill, although I understand the reservations that some of my members may have, some of the frustration with the Brewers Guild, and I think that we need to be sensitive to making sure that as we fine-tune things and try to keep the legislative process in balance, we do so in a way that helps everyone. Thank you very much.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Muscatine, Representative Carlson, for closing remarks on House File 668 as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I appreciate those comments that were brought forth, and I especially want to thank my subcommittee, Representative Best and Representative Hall. We spent a lot of time talking about this bill and making the
8, a bill for an act concerning alcoholic beverage control relating to limitations on business interests of certain manufacturers, wholesalers, and retailers of alcoholic beverages being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question on the motion, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Hinson votes aye. Upmeyer votes aye. Running Mark Court votes aye. Orth votes aye. Lundgren votes aye. Salmon votes aye. Fry votes aye. Klein votes aye. Shipley votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk closes machine, record your vote. The House pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 80, nay, 19. Absent or not voting, 1. The bill having received constitutional majority is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none. Title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Carroll, Representative Best, for opening remarks on House File 422.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 422 is a very simple bill. CUSO, which stands for Cherokee Civil Commitment Unit for Sexual Offenders, at this time they have to drive all their patients out to the University of Iowa for their health care. And what this does is it requires the University of Iowa and CUSO to do telehealth whenever appropriate. So it's not requiring them to do it all the time, but when it's appropriate, it asks them to do that. And so that's really all this bill does. It's a very simple bill. Right now, it's 260 miles one way from Cherokee to the University of Iowa, 520 miles round trip. And what this does is it's going to have some cost savings involved with it. It's a common sense bill. Thank you.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative James.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this is a good bill, and I encourage the support of my colleagues.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Carroll, Representative Best, for closing remarks on House File 422.
Again, this is a good bill. I thank Representative Fry for bringing this forward. I want to thank my subcommittee of Representative Ann Meyer and James. And with that, I move the bill. Thank you.
The gentleman from Carroll moves the bill to read for last time, placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 422, a bill for an act relating to the provision of health care services via telehealth for the Civil Commitment Unit for Sexual Offenders being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Momsen votes aye. Hinson votes aye. Running Mark Court votes aye. Grassley votes aye. Upmeyer votes aye. Bossman votes aye. Klein votes aye. Lundgren votes aye. Kressig votes aye. Fry votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk closed machine, record your vote. The House pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 98, nay, 0, absent, not voting, 2. The bill having received constitutional majority is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none. Title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With the passage of House File 265 and House File 422, I ask unanimous consent to withdraw House File 5 and House File 211.
Are there objections? Chair hears none. So ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask unanimous consent there's no further business, I move the House recess to the conclusion of the Government Oversight Committee.
Is there any other business to come before the House at this time? Chair recognizes the lady from Blackhawk, Representative Brown Powers. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Yes, Mr. Chair, can I make an announcement?
You are in order for an announcement.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know that behind me in the House chamber is the group from the American Spinal Cord Association. They're just here to visit, so if you get a chance, if you can wander out that way before you get lunch and say hello, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.